We're doing Rav Charlap on the parasha. In our parasha, we're told that the Kohen Gadol has to take two goats, ולקח את שני הסעירים, ועמיד אותם לפני השם, and then he stands them opposite the Holy of Holies, פתח אוהל מועד, at the entrance to the מועד, ונתן אהרון על שני הסעירים גורלות, and then Aaron places lots on each of these goats, גורל אחד לשם, one lot says he's designated for Hashem, וגורל אחד לעזאזל, and one lot says that that goat is designated to be sent out to Azazel. When we take two goats, both goats have to be compatible. Both goats have to be worthy of being sacrificed in honor of Hashem. Meaning we're going to draw lots, which means either goat could end up being the sacrifice to Hashem. That means both goats have to be worthy of that. On the other hand, you're going to take this goat that the lot falls on Azazel, and he's not considered designated or holy after the lot falls on him. That means when it's taken outside, it doesn't have the holiness of a goat that was designated for a korban. So it's worthy, it has potential, and yet after the lot lands on it, it now goes its own path and it's not designated for Hashem anymore. It had potential to be for Hashem, and that potential was not realized. Rav Charlap says a concept which is a difficult concept. He says, within the Jewish people, we stumble because of external influences. Our nature would have led us right, but we leave Mitzrayim and we bring along millions of Erev Rav. We say, you guys can join too. And suddenly, they're telling us, well, why don't you do a golden calf? Eile Elohecha Yisrael. They turn to the Jewish people and say, worship that. So we stumble because we let all kinds of external influences. How do those influences succeed in causing us to falter? That's because we're seeking out Hashem, and in the process of seeking, we sometimes take a wrong turn, as happens when a person is searching. And sometimes a person's searching and they reach the wrong conclusions. And that's what we might call an avera lishma. He transgressed, but he had the right intentions. And then they can be misled. If we take the example of the golden calf, we learned once Nachmanides' interpretation that the Jewish people had thought this is going to be a system through which they would worship Hashem. They were searching. How are we continuing the worship of Hashem with Moshe's disappearance? So they were searching, but they ended up in the wrong place. So when the Jewish people transgress, there are two aspects. One is from our end, one is external. And that's why the goat is going to have two aspects. So when we speak about the goat, we say, on the one hand, this goat is worthy of being Lashem, because within our transgressions, there's an element that a person's searching. He's searching, and that's how he ends up, or the Jewish people are searching. It's in that quest that people falter. I'll give an example. A person starts his tshuva process, and he says, I could handle all of this, and then he realizes, wait, I have to go more easy. And then when he goes easy, he suddenly finds himself going too easy. And then he says, no, I shouldn't have gone that far. But wait, isn't that part of the process? Meaning, I'm searching. And in my search, I'm trying to find the balance. Life is a balancing act. My father, he should live and be well. My father always told us, think of life as a sponge filled with water. In order to hold that sponge filled with water, you have to gauge how strong you hold that sponge. Because if you're going to hold it too tightly on one side, water will come out of the other side. And that's the rule in life. It's a balancing act. Just how tightly can I hold on to things and I won't lose on the other front. A person says, I'm going to learn every night till midnight. But then he doesn't wake up on time for Shacharis. A person says, I'll always wake up on time for Shacharis. And then there's that day when he was out at a wedding really late. And when he gets up on time for Shacharis, it kills his whole day. He can't focus. Where's the balancing act? But if I always give in every time I stay late, then I'll never get to Shacharis on time. Where's the balance? So life is a series of to and fro's where we decide what I will give in on, what I won't give in on. It's all within the quest of Avodat Hashem. But within that quest, we falter. And sometimes within that quest, we find ourselves doing things where we say, hey, I don't want to find myself there. Says Rav Harlap, that's the idea that the goat has to be worthy of being the goat in honor of Hashem. Because within our transgressions, there's also that aspect, that element that I'm trying. I find myself faltering as I try. And that's also the idea that they hung a red string, that same red thread that was wrapped around the neck of one goat and wrapped around the horns of the other goat, was also left hanging at the entrance to the ulam, the entrance to the great hallway that led into the Kodesh HaKodashim.
Well, I don't understand the connection.
I don't either yet. I think what he means is that that red thread was specifically hanging at that hallway. I think he doesn't explain what he means, that's the concept of the red thread hanging there. I think what he means is that that hallway was where you entered the Holy of Holies, because I think what he means to say here, I'm not sure. I think what he means to say is that sometimes our transgressions are as we're trying to find the path to enter the Holy of Holies. So the thread was purposely left hanging there. He doesn't say what he's trying to say. He just says that sentence. He says that's the idea of the red thread hanging in the entrance. I think what he means is he's coming to stress not the thread and not the hallway, but rather at the entrance to the hallway. Because very often the transgression is as I'm searching for the entrance to the hallway, as I'm searching for the path. On the other hand, ultimately the goat is not a goat that's designated as a korban. Ultimately, the lot comes out and it's sent off, and it's not a designated animal in the sense of holiness. Because at the end of the day, we say those things are not a part of the holiness. They're the influences, they're the attractions, and they're the things that pull us off course. It could be they were able to pull us off course because we were searching for the course. Bottom line, they're not the course. That's the idea that the goat goes out the path of the wild, wild west, right? The goat goes out to the wild territories. It represents the idea of where one makes mistakes in his quests. He ends up in a place that's desolate, the opposite of the Beit HaMikdash. If the Beit HaMikdash is the epitome of the sophistication of the land of Israel, the holiness of the land of Israel, then the Azazel is the exact opposite, the desolate land, the representation of where one's transgressions lead them. This is the conclusion of Rav Harlap's thought. There's a secondary thought which kept on bothering me, kept on gnawing at me in the last 2 weeks, and I think it's a direct continuation of this thought. Every night, I tried to send out an email updating what my grandfather's status was. And Baruch Hashem, for the first 5 days, every email was positive. Things kept on getting better. Every day was better. And then on day 4 or 5, things took a turn for the worse. And I sent an email sharing with the family, just keeping everyone in the know. I'm very sad to tell you that this is the case. So this email went out to many, many people. There are many people who cared. And one person who never responded before writes me back an email, finally you said something worth reading. I looked at that email and I thought to myself, does he want him to die? What does that mean? What does that mean? And I was so shocked by that response, I sat there thinking, It just shocked the wind out of me. It struck me. I looked at the email and I said to myself, this is a very pitiful person. This is a person who is happier getting bad news than good news. When I told him that someone's recovering and keeps getting better, that was like, eh. Now I gave him real info. The man's dying. Oh, that's real news. And then I thought to myself, it was just an enlightening moment to me that when we help someone and when we give someone and we're kind to someone, we very often think we're doing them a favor. When I read that email, I said to myself, there's something very base, unsophisticated, and even animalistic about that email. There's something, I looked at that email and I said to myself, wait a second. I read such an email and I look at the person and I say, this is a person that unfortunately is very far. He has to grow into a life of appreciating good, a life of appreciating value. He's so far from it that only when it gets bad news does he say, oh, good news, thanks. Now it was worthwhile. And that email brought me to a realization. Here I was 4 days, 5 days, every moment trying to be kind to my grandfather, thinking what a great guy I am. And then I said to myself, no, actually, when you get to do things for someone else, you get to bring from yourself to become a different person. It's a moment where you suddenly become different. If we're born into the world and we're busy taking, we're busy just enjoying, leading a hedonistic life, so then why am I different than the cat or the dog or the mouse? There are a lot of animals that are busy doing what pleasures them. It could be the pig that rolls in the mud. So when Hashem gives us, and this enlightened me, I never understood this. We say in Sim Shalom, we say, Sim Shalom Tova V'cha Chen V'chesed V'chamim Marin V'chko Yisrael Amecha. Hashem, give peace, give Chen, give Chesed to all of Am Yisrael. What? Let's start again. Sim Shalom, give peace, Tova, Bracha, Chen, V'chesed. What does that mean when we ask Hashem to give Chesed to Klal Yisrael? I never understood it. You know, I say it every day, three times a day, and I still didn't understand it. Baruchenu Avinu Kulanu Bor Panecha. We continue and say, Hashem, give us your shine, your light. Ki V'or Panecha Natata Lanu. In your light you gave us Torat Chaim. Okay, that we understand. V'avat Chesed, and a love of kindness. So we thank Hashem for giving us a love of kindness. So I always wondered about that. Why do we thank Hashem for that? Why is that something we're thanking Hashem for?
Meaning it should be obvious? It's not a negative
thing? No, meaning I understand that kindness is a good thing. I wasn't sure on why I'm thanking Hashem. Kivor panecha natata lanu. You gave us the love of kindness. What are we thanking about the love of kindness? At that moment I realized that to love kindness makes me different. We think of kindness as, it's a good society. If I'm nice to him, it's good for him. You know, invariably, I kept asking myself, will I have a grandchild who will come and help me like I'm helping my grandfather? I kept asking myself, I said, what did he do right that so many grandchildren wanted to help him? What did he do right that so many family members, when he wasn't with it anymore, wanted to help him? I don't know. It's an interesting question. I had to ask myself that. But then I realized when I got that email that Avat Chesed, if we love kindness, we live a different lifestyle. If I'm living a life where my focus is my own pleasures, so it's an animalistic life. It's not such a worthy life.
So it begs the question, then, what does it mean to love kindness?
What?
Then it begs the question of what does it exactly mean to love kindness?
If I love kindness, then I want to do kindness. I search kindness. I search for where I could be good to people. And then I become a different person. When we do acts of kindness, we very often think of what the other person is receiving. The Rambam says, you have 100 shekel to give, separate them, give them a single shekels, because your act of giving again and again and again will make you a different person, says the Rambam. Rambam, in his commentary on Mishnah, writes that. Meaning when we do kindness, it's not only about the impact of the act we do, it's also about what type of person do I become. And that's a major component of the kindness. it's difficult, because if you take it too far, then I no longer care about him. I'm again focused on me, right? I'll help him because I become a better person. That's also wrong, right?
It's not the best motivation, but that exists.
Right, I agree. I'm saying there's a difference. It's good to notice that that exists. That's not the reason I'm doing it. Right? Yeah.
By the language of Shalom, you know, gives us kind of sounds like it's not something which is innate. It's meaning it's something
agreed.
Given. Or,
agreed.
And
yes.
It's not necessarily that we can develop it.
That I don't know. It could be we were given the capacity to develop it. Mm-hmm. Given doesn't necessarily mean given as a finished product.
So you see people who are work-giving people.
We believe in free will. That means we can each develop it within ourselves, and that's our responsibility. Mm-hmm. But Hashem gave us the potential.